and about that long, I'd open his hind legs, you know, out, and then you could, with his hind legs head down, and you'd reach down and cut him open and take the entrails all out. And you let him cool out there and put a stick between his belly in this way and this way, and so it opened it up, and the air, cold air would go in there, you know, and cool him out. And then you'd take him down and put him on that platform, cut him up.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat the entrails, or did you throw them away, or?
The what?
The entrails, did you eat them, or did you throw them
away? No, I always threw them away. A lot of people like chitlins, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have chitlin supper mm-hmm. here. Now, what broke me from trying it, I never eat batter in my life, was I helped clean some once.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, I says, you never eat nothing in your life, and better than chitlins, duck store, you know. And I said, well, the reason I don't even taste them now is because I helped dress some once.
Mm-hmm.
And that fixed me right there.
Did folks ever use the entrails to stuff sausage in?
Oh yeah, yeah. Wash them and clean them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And stuff sausage in them.
What kind of sausage did they make?
Out of hogs.
Uh-huh.
Hogs.
Did they ever make any liver sausage? Or?
No, never did. We always eat the liver. I like liver, hog liver. I don't like cow liver, but I like hog liver. But we just never did try to handle anything but like that.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to the other organs? You ate the liver, but what would you do with the lungs?
Lungs, I threw them away.
All that away?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did people ever call that, all that stuff inside, haslet or harslet? Did you ever hear them call that?
A what?
All the liver and the lungs and all that, would they call it harslet or haslet?
I think so, yes. Yeah. And the lights, I never did. The lights, we threw the lights away. And the liver, if it's got little blisters on it, anything like that, we didn't eat it, throw it away. But most of the time, the liver just as nice and smooth as could be.
Mm-hmm.
But if we found any, so I have found where there are blisters on it, like little rising maybe, and I'd throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't eat it.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around here?
Oh yeah. No, not in the hills. I don't reckon I never seen one in the hills, but we used to run hogs in Mississippi Bottom down here. I had a bunch in there once. If you didn't go in there and feed them every week or something like that, call them up. I had a pen down in the bottom. And I'd go down there and get on my horse and go down there and carry a sack of corn and call them. They'd all come to that pen if they could hear me. Sometimes they'd be all eating acorns and things like that, you know. And I had one sow and water was coming up and I got them all out, but I think it's two or three that I never did get. And anyhow, after the water got up and down hit the bluff, the party lived back over here on the road over there, where